With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Missoula police still have no conclusive evidence that a city patrol car was actually shot last week. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports on the ongoing investigation that's raising more questions than answers.
Hard facts are few and far in between when it comes to last Wednesday's reported shooting of a patrol car on the 400 block of Missoula's Woody Street. MPD Interim Chief Mike Collier says several witnesses reported hearing a loud pop before the officer's rear window shattered.
One of the witnesses ironically told us, "I've been shot at." And she says, "I know what it sounds like to be shot at, and that was a gunshot.
Collier says a thorough investigation turned up nothing to suggest a weapon was actually fired last week. No bullet casings or fragments were found. A study of the window glass itself was also inconclusive. The entire vehicle was even x-rayed twice.
Looking for bullet fragments, and we've not located any fragments in the backseat of that car. Visually examined it to see if there was a projectile that, went in and bounced off something inside the car, and haven't located that either.
Investigators have also taken structural failure into account.
We also talked to glass experts who are just in that industry, auto glass, and they said it's possible that you do have these type of manufactured defects that pop and shatter in place, leaving a void, which is similar to what we saw in our car that day.
Collier says an out-of-state friend says just such a thing happened to him last week. He has no regrets about deploying fully armed tactical teams downtown, locking down Missoula City Hall and several county buildings, and closing streets in a 5-block radius surrounding the courthouse.
It is all about ensuring safety at that point. Like I said, the safety first and foremost of any uninvolved third party in the area. The safety of our officers, to have the right people there with the right training and equipment to handle that mission.
Collier says he erred on the side of public safety, even if that meant inconveniencing the public for a while. The investigation, while so far inconclusive, is ongoing. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Attorney General's office is joining a multi-state investigation into the vaping product manufacturer Juul Labs. Attorney General Tim Fox said in a press release that e-cigarette use among young people in the state has reached epidemic levels. Juul's website says its mission is to combat underage use of their product and provide an alternative to cigarettes for adults. But Montana's top law enforcement office says the 39-state investigation of the company will look into those claims and review potential targeting of youth with its products. The Attorney General's office says the investigation will also look at statements made by Juul related to the risks, safety, and product effectiveness as a smoking cessation device. Juul is largely controlled by Altera, the owner of Marlboro Cigarettes. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump signed a bill into law raising the age requirement to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. The National Park Service has announced plans to build cell towers and install other communications gear throughout Glacier National Park. The Missoulian reported yesterday that the plan would designate locations for cellular infrastructure, double the height of radio towers, and move some communications equipment to a site outside of the park on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. The park plans to collect public scoping comments through March 9th, prepare the plan and its environmental assessment by May, and release a decision by July. Opponents of the plan have argued that creating a communication infrastructure would degrade the wilderness experience. A second Montana city has set a goal to turn away from fossil fuels by 2030. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney reports the city of Helena approved a resolution last night to move toward 100% renewable electricity.
The five members of the City Commission unanimously back the measure that aims to shift the energy makeup powering the Helena area. The resolution states the goal of moving Helena's current 39% fossil fuel-based electricity supply to zero in the next decade as concerns mount over projected impacts of climate change. Helena Mayor Wilmot Collins praised a standing room crowd in the City Commission chamber ahead of the vote.
This is what happens when the community can come together and say, this is what we want. But I want to caution you to know that this is only the beginning.
Helena's resolution includes a call for the city to lobby utility companies serving area residents to supply electricity with renewable energy sources like wind and solar power, and invest in energy efficiency projects at local government-owned properties. The city of Missoula approved a similar proposal in 2019. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
Wildlife officials have started an investigation in southern Montana after seven trumpeter swans were found dead at a pond near Bozeman. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported yesterday that the State Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks received a report of dead swans between the towns of Belgrade and Manhattan on Friday. Department spokeswoman Morgan Jacobson says biologists and wardens collected the animals' bodies on Saturday and have yet to determine a cause of death. Jacobson says the agency has not ruled out any cases, including poaching or the swans eating moldy grain. The National Park Service is about to begin facility and trail work totaling almost $4 million on Devil's Tower National Monument in northeastern Wyoming. The work will include making an overlook trail more accessible to people who are in wheelchairs or have other physical limitations. Plans also call for improving access to restrooms, a visitor center, and a trail to the base of Devil's Tower. Parking lots, visitor center exhibits, and trail signs will also see improvements. Funding will come from a variety of sources, including a portion of entrance fees. The Gillette News Record reports work will begin this week and should be finished by November. The amount of water being released from the Missouri River from the Gavin's Point Dam will increase again to free up more space in the reservoir upstream before spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said today that the amount of water flowing out of Gavin's Point on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will be increased later this week to 41,000 cubic feet per second. That's more than the current 35,000 cubic feet per second. The Corps is working to clear out as much space as possible in the reservoir ahead of what is expected to be another wet year. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.